what these mentors allowed this podcast to become and what I've been able to do in the financial world, creating this fun financial playground, helping people learn concepts and ideas that were foreign to me before I got in this industry, teaching listeners of the show and clients and friends and family a different way to play the game. Having that phenomenal team and mentors also teach me it's not a failure if you learn from it. It's not a failure. You didn't fail. If you learn from it, these are learning lessons. And as long as you take those challenges, those resistances in life and learn to, you learn from them, boy, is it going to make you so much stronger. Because I know it's made me and my company a lot stronger.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast. And today's episode is titled, "That Which Does Not Kill Us Makes Us Stronger." This was a quote by Friedrich Nietzsche, a German philosopher, and according to Wikipedia, was born in 1844 and died in 1900. And I've always heard the quote here and there throughout my life of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And so it sounds like a trite phrase, but trite for a reason. And I've really reflected on that phrase, quote, "That which does not kill us makes us stronger," numerous times over the last few weeks. And I was like, you know what? I think this would be a great episode to talk about. Whether you have jobs, your jobs, work, career, or you're an entrepreneur creating a small business or a large business, you're going to be presented with all these challenges, a lot of challenges and a lot of resistance. And I would argue that as entrepreneurs, I'm an entrepreneur, you know, creating my company and creating and running it, well, numerous ones, which I'll talk about more this year, near the end of this year. But as entrepreneurs, we're really optimistic. When we see all the bright and shiny objects, this is something we believe in, we think we can do it. There's this, I would argue, with most of the business owners that I've met that have founded and created, especially a company from scratch, they have a big purpose, a big calling, and they have this deep, innate feeling that they're meant to be extraordinary. They're meant to do something big. And there's a lot of things that, as an entrepreneur, are very optimistic that you think you know until you realize when things are thrown at you, it's called life, that you don't know. And I always joke that there's a big difference between ignorance and stupidity. Ignorance is we just don't know. I'm sure I mentioned it on previous episodes. You just don't know. We're ignorant. Where, and as we learn, you know, time that creates wisdom. And stupidity is you just keep, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to keep improving. It's when we don't learn from the previous mistake, I would argue that's just plain stupidity. Or if there's a lack of deductive reasoning and logic, I would argue maybe that's stupid too. But anyways, entrepreneurs, or you just really want to get up the corporate ladder, you're ambitious, you want to do a great job because A, you love what you're doing, you get paid for it, and also you want your income and salaries and bonuses and options to be commensurate as well over time for the value that you're creating for the company, your company, and other people you're serving. Quite often on the entrepreneur level, we wear way too many hats and keep focusing on how we ourselves have to solve the problem. And on one of my previous episodes this year, I'm going to try to look it up real quick. I believe it's episode 159. Who, not how. This is a topic, focus, idea. Dan Sullivan has taught, I believe, for decades, and I recently purchased his book. Well, I purchased his book, I believe, at the beginning of this year, right after I did the show, and the book's called Who, Not How. And I'm about a quarter way through it right now, reading it. And although I said we can never go back and say, hey, you know, if I only did this, if I only do that, you can't live a life like that. I sure know I can't, because you have to learn to forgive yourself. You can't go back in time. You've made the best choices of what you knew or presented to you at that time. And with that said, it's like, man, if I only read this book 10 years ago or was taught this 10 years ago or 20 years ago when I first started engineering full time. When I graduated from college, you can't do everything. You can't be a specialist in everything. And understanding this who, not how, would have drastically accelerated the growth of me as an employee, as an engineer, and the growth of my company, Green Financial Insurance Services, and the growth of this podcast. Although it's off to a pretty good start there because I surrounded myself with a phenomenal team there. But if I did it sooner, it would have drastically accelerated the growth of my company. Numerous business owners and project managers that are just trying to wear way too many hats. So this is going to tie to, again, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. For the longest time, I saw making mistakes and not doing things perfectly, that if it did not succeed, it was a failure. I failed. It was borderline intolerable. And over, I would argue, the last 5 years, I wish it was sooner, you know, or longer ago, I should say, over the last 10 years, phenomenal mentors that I've surrounded myself with. I am so grateful. I mean, actually, it's been about 10 years. Great mentors, and each year keep fine-tuning what's in between my ears and then applying it and taking action on it. Because just hearing it and learning, it's one thing to have that knowledge. Then you just got to go apply it. So I'm so grateful for all the mentors in the past around me and what I have currently for me as an individual, for me growing my company, for growing the show, and some other things, exciting things I'm going to announce shortly. It's taking too long, but it's getting there. And what these mentors allowed this podcast to become, and what I've been able to do in the financial world, creating this fun financial playground, helping people learn concepts and ideas that were foreign to me before I got in this industry, teaching listeners of the show and clients and friends and family a different way to play the game. Having that phenomenal team and mentors also teach me it's not a failure if you learn from it. It's not a failure. You didn't fail. If you learn from it, these are learning lessons. And as long as you take those challenges, those resistances in life and learn from them, boy, is it going to make you so much stronger. Because I know it's made me and my company a lot stronger. And I've mentioned in the past, I really struggle with the word retirement because mentors around me have pointed out that that means to put out of service. And I think it's very dangerous as an individual or a company to think that they have finally arrived. It's great to be grateful for where you're at and what you've accomplished. But the day that you feel that you've arrived, I know the day I feel like I've arrived, and I'm not open to consistently improving and getting in better and better, it's already the beginning of the end. That's why I've emphasized in the past that Kaizen, it is an absolute purpose of this company. It's folded into everything I do with my company and with the show and other joint ventures and opportunities and investment opportunities. Kaizen is an absolute purpose and principle of consistently improving, creating more efficiency, getting better and better, but always having gratitude every day for what has been accomplished and for what's to come. We're always, as individuals and companies, going to be hit, and families with life. You know, that's just what happens. You plan things and things that you had no idea hit you. And what appears to be a failure, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you a lot stronger. I know it has for me. And I love sharing all the stories I do on the show. These are true stories. They're not. There's no hyperbole. There's no embellishment. They're true stories to help teach ideas that everyone listening to these episodes can take action on and apply, because it's made a big difference for me and my companies. And I feel that if it's made a big difference for me, there's probably some listeners out listening to the show, it's going to make a big difference for them. I feel that having a great quality of life is not just about wealth. I mean, you can't separate it from health, right? You got to have health and wealth. And boy, did I have a mentor a few years ago emphasize that you have all this wealth and you have no health, what good is it? And if you got all this health but no money and wealth to enjoy it, what good is that? Now, there's a previous episode this year where I talked about what I define as wealth. I thought it was a great topic, episode 173. So if you haven't heard the episode, please listen to it. You might enjoy it. And I enjoyed the topic and I enjoyed sharing my ideas and thoughts about it. So I discussed what is wealth, but I also discussed at the beginning of this year Not that I wanted to, but I thought it was important to share because it saves someone else's life or makes it different. I talked about my, I really didn't want to talk about it on my show, but I thought the message was more important. And so I talked about my unplanned visit to the hospital in February this year, and health became a very, very strong priority afterwards. It was a priority prior, but really became a priority so that I can be around a long time and function really well. For my family, and especially my little guy, who's been such a blessing to me every day. And what I so enjoy is the attention to detail on how he listens. And he consistently keeps teaching me how, as much as I crave to improve every day, I love learning, I love teaching. He's constantly pushing me to improve just by watching his behavior, his actions. He's always craving to learn more and more. He's so curious to how everything works. And then he goes out and applies it from teaching, I mean, just everything, skiing, biking, concepts, topics, you know, how a prop works, engines, all of it. And contrary to that, you know, I don't know what happens. I want to be a kid for the rest of my life, a kid with wisdom. And it's fun having fun. And it's so disappointing to see way too many adults lose that thirst for knowledge and more importantly, that thirst to go apply that knowledge, perform, go out, do, create, and consume and enjoy what others have done and created. And back in regards to health, becoming a strong priority for me, I really like this analogy, just thinking about it. Those listening, when it comes to health and fitness, as we're aware, when you're working out, you're tearing down muscle, you're building it back up, you're challenging your nervous system, you're building it back up. And I've watched numerous clients and friends, and I've watched myself, who've made it a priority this year to get better in shape, with other priorities too, improve drastically over this year, focusing on a goal, purpose, which is way bigger than, hey, I want to lose blubber, I want to move a little bit better, but my purpose is, yeah, I want to feel great and move great, but it's all about the family, friends, and clients around me. And that purpose, making it a priority and working on those daily habits and doing what I'm supposed to do, wiping out bad ones with good habits, and little by little by little, eating an elephant one bite at a time, over the course of this year, going into the third quarter now, it has been quite the transformation for me and others around me that I have a great relationship with. And it's just great watching this transformation, but it just didn't happen overnight. It happened by making an immediate decision and then applying that on a daily basis. And with that resistance, I mean, there are challenges, and these challenges are going to be thrown at us in life. We're going to feel weak. We're going to feel tired. We're going to be mentally exhausted at times. And you apply that to businesses, I mean, there's just more and more rules and laws and regulations that are created from state to state and at a federal level. And we might be getting hit with a whole bunch of new codes. We'll see what Congress and our current administration decide to do. We just don't know yet. And it's just still a guessing game. And but for business owners, I mean, and especially brand new business owners who think they know what they're in for, like I have in the past, but you don't quite understand until you get tested. And when you get tested, you're going to have, like I have, I made mistakes. And it's like, how do you adapt to it? Do you let it kill you? Or do you use it as an opportunity to get stronger and stronger and stronger? Sometimes it's felt over the last decade, it's just like it's too much and you want to hide. But we have two minds that we can feed, a positive one and a negative one. And the one that we feed is the one that grows. And we can only control what we can control, and how we react to areas of resistance and challenges is what's going to define us today and what we become tomorrow. And it's going to become a failure and kill us, or we use it as like, you're just going to start adapting, improving, and lifting heavier and heavier, and challenging yourself, surrounding yourself with great mentors, hiring the specialists that are not your specialty to create a phenomenal team around you, whether it's for a company, for what you do individually, for your family. You need a great team. And if you embrace these challenges, not that you're not welcoming all these issues, but when that resistance hits, you embrace it, you push through it, you become stronger and stronger, You're going to get 3 times stronger, 4 times stronger, and I would argue 10 times stronger. And then once you're 10 times stronger, you're going to become 100 times stronger as you keep getting pushed and pushed and adapting and embracing it and growing from it. And it's incredibly important to be proactive to avoid a lot of these issues and conflicts, but things are going to catch you by surprise. And how do you respond? And by being not letting turkeys get you down, by adapting to new rules and regulations and seeking a great team that specializes in what you don't, is going to allow you to turn what could be bad mistakes, big mistakes that are, but they go from a mistake to an incredible, yet maybe painful, but incredible learning lesson that's going to make you, your position at your job, your company, 10 to 100 times stronger than what you once were. So I like to conclude this episode with, before I conclude it, by the way, if you're new to this episode, please go to engineerofinance.com. There's a lot of blogs. There's a lot of episodes to listen to. You can learn a little bit more about me and the show and how I think, and the ones who've been listening for a while, you enjoy it. Please share it with others that your friends, family, and others that you look up to. And now to conclude this episode, thank you, Friedrich Nietzsche. That which does not kill us makes us stronger. I absolutely love that phrase and quote. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the listeners of this podcast. I love doing this show every week. I want to do the show for the rest of my life. And if there's any ideas or topics or areas you have questions about, please let me know and I'll talk about it on the show. And if you've got a question about something, anything, and I really do mean anything, please don't hesitate to reach out and schedule a time on my website, engineerofinance.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you can schedule a time to talk with me for 15 minutes. I'd love to see how I can help you or where you're at and point you in the right direction so you can take the next step and see how I can help. So thank you so much, and I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you, everyone.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.